WTAW News Time is 8:04. 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Texas A&M Transportation Services has announced several tweaks for Saturday's football game. Executive Director Peter Lang says for those leaving the West Campus Garage, there will be more green light time turning from Kimbrough to Welburn.
Have a better plan in order to be able to load up Kimbrough, to be able to keep the cars flowing out of the garage, to be able to stack up Kimbrough, and then give them more green time in order to be able to move. Of course, no change to where vehicles exiting the garage at Kimbrough and Welburn can go north or south.
And to keep southbound traffic moving on Welburn, Lang says there will be intermittent closures preventing traffic from turning on Holloman. Those motorists will have to go south to Kane or Rock Prairie to backtrack to Holloman. Lang says more time is being added to most shuttle buses.
The malls always run, well, in the last 5 years or so, 3 hours pregame, 1 hour post. We're going to add a half hour on each end, so 3.5 hours pregame. And 1.5 hours post-game.
On-campus shuttle buses, except for those going to and from the Bush Library, will be running 4 hours before kickoff and 1.5 hours after the game ends. There's no change to the schedule to and from the Bush Library. There are two more traffic advisories in College Station. Those driving Rock Prairie over the freeway can expect delays today between 8:30 and 4:30 as frontage roads are restriped and lanes are shifted to allow the contractor to complete the next portion of the project. And look out for College Station firefighters at various intersections as they hold their annual Fill the Boot fundraiser for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. The firefighters will be out today, tomorrow, and Saturday. College Station residents who are registered voters are invited to help draft a bond package that will go to voters a year from now.
This committee will be meeting twice a month for about the next 6 months or so. They need to have a love for community, a commitment to their community, wanting to see the community grow in a positive way, and that's going to be their main focus.
City Secretary Sherry Mashburn says those on the 23-member committee will also be in one of three subcommittees.
We would like to see applicants that have an interest in either transportation, facilities, or parks. They're going to be prioritizing those capital improvement projects and submitting that priority list for recommendation to the city council.
Online at WTAW.com are links to applying and an informational blog. The numbers are still being crunched from this year's Texas Reds Festival, the first that was administered by the Downtown Bryan Association. Mayor Jason Bielski says its success is measured on community involvement, not dollars.
To showcase the city of Bryan, Downtown Bryan, our merchants, our businesses, our people, this is good for the community. It's good for to meet your neighbors and just to come out and have some fun. And to me, that's more important than if we're doing it to make a profit, then I guess we throw a carnival in the middle of Downtown Bryan and sell tickets to that, and it'll be great.
Bielski says merchants and vendors he talked to indicated they had decent business during the festival. WTAW News Time, it's going to be 8:08 and 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. You'll find more news at 8:30 here or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
808, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Cloudiness will give way to partial sunshine today. Temperatures are likely to reach 90 during the afternoon. We're going to be partly cloudy overnight with a low of 70 to 75. Mixture of clouds and sunshine tomorrow. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, high near 90. Partly cloudy through tomorrow night. Lows will be 70 to 75. During the day Saturday, we'll see occasional sunshine, maybe a stray thunderstorm in the afternoon. A little cooler Saturday, 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, the most dynamic librarian in Bryan. Cindy's here this morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me back.
That's right. And, you know, apparently what happened is the last time Cindy was going to be here, she got bumped because we needed to move the mayor into Thursday rather than his Wednesday slot. And that happens every once in a while. But You knew exactly what to do to endear yourselves to us again. What'd you do?
Well, I made and brought y'all some shrimp etouffee.
Yeah.
So I can get some cred going here.
Yeah.
I did it for the library.
That's it. I said, well, yeah, you know, probably on a Thursday morning at 8 o'clock, I don't want to be eating that. But, yeah, later on, that'll be good.
Mayor who?
Yeah. So tell me what's going on at the library.
Oh, well, we wanted to make sure that everybody knew that we just didn't give up and, you know, go home at the end of the summer. We have an entire fall lineup happening. We have programs. We have a Halloween party, a Thanksgiving party, Christmas party. We like to party at the library. A magician coming in November, a yo-yo show coming in November. We've got contests over at the Bryan Library. Is a Lego contest, a pumpkin decorating contest at the Ringer Library. We've got authors coming, you know, like real authors.
I got you. I knew what you meant. Yeah, I got you.
And, you know, we've got free movies. We've got story times for everybody. Bebes, little bitty babies, all the way up to the old ones, Spanish story times. We've got ESL classes. You can come and learn English, English conversation classes.
Okay.
Let's see. We've got adult programs where we've got, like, craft programs. We got free computer programs. We also have a program about cutting your sugar intake or addiction.
Let's just say intake. Okay.
Well, you know, and we actually going to have a lot of that at the Halloween and the Thanksgiving and the Christmas party.
Sure.
But you can cut it after the party.
There you go. Exactly.
You know, so we just wanted to make sure that people understood that all these programs are free. We, you know, we don't stop having stuff in the summer. We continuously have them. Because we want them to keep coming back. Yeah, we don't serve shrimp etouffee every time they come, but, you know, we are...
just an added extra every once in a while, right?
Yeah, no. But, you know, these programs are for them. And we actually listen to what kind of programs they want. These programs are on Saturdays for our working parents. We've added a nighttime story time, family story time.
Okay.
You know, if they want Spanish story times, we get that too. So, you know, we're here to kind of listen what you guys want us to do. And we're always looking for some ideas, and we will. We'll do it.
Kevin walks in during the interview. He just wants to know where the food is. I mean, tell me how shallow that is.
Yeah, well, it's in the fridge.
Yeah, it's in the fridge.
And you got to stir it because the butter goes
and
to the top.
And you got to heat it up and all that kind of stuff.
One inch deep, baby.
Yeah, all right. All right. So,
it is. Yeah. No, it's more than that.
No, he is. He's that shallow. He's all about the food. All right, they want some more information on this. What do they do?
Oh, I got the website this time. It's on paper. www.bcslibrary.org. And you just, you know, call us or call the Mounts Library, either one. We know it. You can go to our website. We actually have a listserv that we will actually, if you put your email in there, we'll just kind of bug you every 2 weeks, you know, about, hey this coming up, because we know people are busy.
That's it. That's a good thing to do. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
Yeah, visit with the folks from Bryan on Thursdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
IQ point.
There you go. Tim Lomax is here this morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Scott?
Good. How'd you get this job? I mean, you know, you're the point man on the... When everybody's angry about parking the talk to Lomax. He'll take care of it for you, right?
The Chancellor Volland told us that we were going to work on this project, and I actually wanted this job. I've been, you know, this is my 40th football season, and I feel like something I could give back to the community.
Okay, and you see, and that's it, and I've done about that many, too. You know, I used to have this secret way where I would go and leave, and now you've messed it up for everybody. You know, if some folks didn't know, but it's because obviously we've got a bigger football stadium than we've ever had. Got a lot of people coming here for the first time. And just the fact that you have to move people. As you started to put this plan together, What were the most important things that you had to do to put a template together on this?
Really, we started looking at last football season, where are the choke points, where are the bottlenecks, where are we having problems last year, starting to think about where the problems are going to be this year with the, you know, trying to unload the fourth largest downtown in the state. and then reaching out to a ton of partners. You know, TTI doesn't do anything, but there's a whole bunch of people that have been at this a really long time. So I met with a whole bunch of people that have been experienced at this and tried to figure out what they were seeing, what they were hearing, what they thought. So it's a transportation plan, but it's also a ton of communication as well.
Now, of course, there are two elements. There are people who are walking, and there are people who are riding. And I guess you try to keep them as separate as possible. Is that part of the deal?
That's one of the things that we thought we could bring is a little bit more focus on safety and making sure that we did safety and congestion relief at the same time. You know, if you don't have people walking across traffic flows, everybody's going to have a better time. You know, over the first two games, we've sort of learned some things about how the fan base wants to go and some of the things we can help them change, and some of the things are going to take a little bit longer.
But you're asking them to also make some changes, and absolutely. I think people need to understand that and kind of the reason. And people are going, okay, why am I having to walk this way when I go under Welborn Road? So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so that one, you know, huge challenge. I think if anybody was trying to build a garage that would unload after a football game, you wouldn't have two of the four driveways cross the biggest pedestrian stream you've got in town. So it clearly wasn't designed for game day operations. So we thought that let's turn people around the south side of the garage. We can handle the cars coming out of the garage as well as the people. We picked up all the cars that were parked on the first row of parking in that parking lot. We took away a bunch of the trip hazards. We've actually made a pretty nice pretty nice walking area, and we can handle cars coming out of there as well. We knew that was a long way around for some people, especially the folks in that parking lot just on the north side of Kimbrough, so we built them a bus route.
Mm-hmm.
You can get on a bus at Kane Park and carry you 200 yards across the railroad tracks and Welborn Road, drop you at the south end, and then that bus route goes around and stops at the north end. So we thought we were kind of doing it both ways. People didn't necessarily like that.
Well, and again, because people get their information from so many different places, they may not have known until you just said this. There's somebody out there who went, well, hell, I had to walk that for two times. I didn't even know I had a bus there. So, again, I know it's an ongoing thing.
Absolutely.
Now, somewhere secretly, as y'all sat down to meet with this, you said, hey, we got a few weeks. We don't have to worry about it until Thanksgiving when we got to play LSU.
Oh, no.
But we got a surprise because we're going to be all full up this weekend, and you get a great test.
Well, we were planning on Lamar.
You?
I said, you know what? We don't have practice. We're going to have 106,000 people in that stadium. Mm-hmm. We had 104, 105.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not like it's, you know, think about Alabama last year. There were a bunch of tailgaters on campus, but there were 90,000 people inside the stadium. So we just jumped 15,000 and we're only playing Lamar.
Well, the good thing about Lamar was that game was decided, so you could diffuse the traffic a little bit.
Post-game, we haven't had the kind of crush load that we think we're going to see for this game.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's...
You know, the other thing, you get an 8 o'clock game, there aren't a lot of people that want to hang around a tailgate for a really long time at 12:30
no,
in the morning.
They're going to be ready to get home.
So rather than, you know, again, Alabama or Auburn last year or comparison games, a lot of people wanted to hang around, and so we didn't see the really crush load.
Well, and then another thing that you don't have any control over, and we haven't had to worry about this yet, I mean, it delayed the game, but at least we don't end the game in a driving rain and you're having to send people out on the roads that way. Yeah.
Let the record show I'm knocking on my wood.
Hoping that doesn't happen.
I think we're so concerned about that Transportation Services is planning on not parking some people in some grassy areas.
Yeah.
We've expanded the bus routes to serve some other parking lots that we haven't. To try to make sure that, you know, we can park. I think we can park everybody who wants to come and park. We've got a shuttle bus from the mall that'll bring you to campus if you don't want to do that. Obviously, a lot of folks walk and bicycle in, too.
Sure. Tim Lomax joining us this morning. Obviously, our medium is not the best medium for this. This is a visual situation. That's why we're kind of just talking through some things. But there are some visual aids that people can use. What do they need to do to see how? Because you've tweaked a few things.
Absolutely.
So people can understand that. I guess let's go over that, but then we'll talk about what visual aids you have.
Sure. A couple of main ways: the Destination Aggieland app. It's been downloaded more than 20,000 times. I'm not sure about the exact number. I quit asking. That's a good way. We've uploaded new maps. We've uploaded new strategies. And all of that works whether you have cell service or not. You know, we've had some people say, well, who is the dumb Aggie? I think that's a contradiction in terms. Who is a dumb Aggie who came up with this idea to use cell phones? Well, it all loads into your phone because we knew that you wouldn't have cell service. The other place is gameday.12thman.com. The athletics department has really been stepped up and has centralized a lot of the information that used to be on 7 or 8 different websites, so you can get to the parking information, the shuttle information, the traffic information. Mm-hmm. A couple of the big things that we've seen from the first couple of games that I think we're trying to alert people to is the Welborn Road Contra Flow seems to be working really well. We've had a little bit of shakeout, but the city crews are setting that up really quickly. Mm-hmm. The officers are getting used to operating the intersections, and we think that's flowing really well. The only problem we've had is down when you get to Holloman, you take a right and you go down towards 2818 through mm-hmm. through that giant apartment area
right.
down there. Holloman is backing up into Welborn. The only problem we've had is Holloman stacking up into Welborn. So the right lane becomes basically a right turn only lane. The other three lanes flow fine all the way down to Rockbury Road. We've noticed we've had people riding bicycles and walking down in there that a lot of people are turning right, going down Holloman, going across 2818 to get to Quail Run or those apartments on the south side.
Right.
So we're suggesting just stay on Welborn Road down to Kane Road or Rock Prairie Road and sort of come in the back way.
Sure.
That keeps us from having to handle you a couple of different times.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other big bottleneck we have is there at Holloman in 2818.
Because sure. people want to be moving. They
think they want to get somewhere faster.
Right.
They've sort of been programmed Monday through Friday. I think they go down, they take a ride at Holloman, they go across 2818 to get home. We've got a much better route for them, particularly this week, because we're going to put more time on 2818. It's going to be more like 3 minutes of green on 2818 and 1 minute of green on Holloman. That's going to stack Holloman up even farther. And there's probably going to be some times where we have to just put a barricade across Holloman and just wave everybody south.
Sure.
You can go down to 2818, make a left, get on 2818, and come back north to get to those apartment areas, or like I said, just continue on Welborn Road. You know, we are like a big metro suburb 6 or 8 or 10 times a year,
mm-hmm.
and folks in those places know their alternate routes. You know, they don't just stick on the one route. I think that's kind of what we're trying to help our fan base understand.
Well, and because it's my radio show, I got stuck in the garage for an hour, didn't move, turned my engine off, just sat there, and it was, you know, but I didn't get home until 20 till 1.
Yeah.
And so why did I stay so long in the West Side garage, and what are we doing about that?
Ordinarily, I would say I personally knew your license plate number, and I wanted to make you sit. But there were a lot of your friends and colleagues that also sat. We had a communication problem that was my fault. I didn't anticipate the problems that we were creating by having the Welborn Road Contra Flow. The problem is everybody wants to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
So the officers in the intersection were faced with a whole lot more traffic coming southbound than they had ever seen before.
Sure.
So they're looking up at Welborn Road, traffic's going all the way back to University Drive. They're looking towards the garage, and traffic's just a block long. Well, geez, let's bring some more time onto Welborn Road because we only got a block worth of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to see the 5 stories of parking in the garage that if you laid it out, would probably stretch to Caldwell.
Sure.
So we've done a couple of things. One, we've taken the south exits, and rather than trying to get them to the Welborn Road Contra Flow, we're going to send them down to Bush and out to 2818, where, again, we think we will have made that bottleneck at Holloman better. So if you're on the third floor, headed towards the rec center, you're going to go out towards the rec center. That's a good rule of thumb.
Okay.
Whatever direction you're headed on 3 is where you're going to go on 1. If you're going north, we're going to take you out to Welborn Road and mm-hmm. allow you to go north or south there.
Okay.
The different thing we're going to do is to try to organize the traffic leaving the garage so that we're making the best use of the time. if you have ever been out that north side, you know you got to make essentially three 90-degree turns to get out of the garage. Traffic is exiting about 4.5 or 5 seconds a car. We can handle traffic at 2 or 2.5 seconds a car down at the intersection. So really what we need is a big line of cars to then push out when we get green time. So what we're going to do is load up that first exit driveway. When that gets full, that's about 8 cars, two four-car lines. We're going to send people down to the northwest exit, and create a line of cars that goes out that exit and back down Kimbrough towards Welborn Road. So you get sort of a loop effect.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when we're going to let the pedestrians cross for about 30 seconds. When we stop them, now we've got a long line of cars that we can first push out the driveway that's closest to Welborn Road and then follow it up with another group of cars. That's going to be kind of counterintuitive for folks. They're going to think, well, the exit's right there.
Why am I not going that yet?
But the problem is, as you referred to, is we need to keep the cars moving.
Yeah.
So if we can get you to use up all the extra space that we have inside that garage, we think we
can.
Well,
and actually, I thought the mindset of people as we sat in that garage was really pretty good because the temperature is all right and all that, but it was getting late. But yeah, people want to move. And
absolutely,
again, I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, well, if you think about that garage, there's 10 aisles. Two of them go up, two of them go down, and six of them don't change levels. So we're really trying to empty a 10-aisle parking garage with two ramps.
Yeah. Well, it's again, and it's a work in progress, and I think if people will remember that and know that you know, you're trying to move forward in this thing, you know, as best you can. It's just it's a matter of we're learning each time there's a home game, and there's new challenges the next day,
we
right?
We appreciate everybody's patience, and I assure you we are not trying to mess this up.
Tim Lomax in this morning, and again, tell them the app, the place to get the app if
Destination
they need to.
Aggieland is the app name. You can get it on the Android or the App Store.
All right, thanks for the time.
You bet.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets, and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over, and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie Kubota Dealers.com.
Texas A&M and Ole Miss coming up this weekend at Kyle Field. We'll broadcast the game on this station beginning at 7. We kick it a little bit after 8 o'clock. This series is 6 games all told. A&M leads 6-0. College Station was the location back in 1911. Played in Dallas in 1914. And then Ole Miss came back to College Station in 1975. Played them in a neutral site on September the 6th, 1980 in Jackson, and won that game 23-20. Now, the two games in the SEC have both been played in Oxford. The Aggies winning it in 2012, 30-27, and again last year in 2013 in Oxford, 41-38. In that game, Josh Lambeau, a 33-yard field goal with 2:33 left. The Aggies outscored in that fourth quarter by Ole Miss, 21-20, but it turns out that the Lambeau field goal was the difference. Aggies again last year, 41-38. And this year at Kyle Field, and again, 7 o'clock broadcast time, 8 o'clock game time. I'm Dave South. That's another Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, this year's Best of the Brazos winner in non-medical care. From home health care to one-on-one caregiver assistance, Cornerstone provides the best care at home. Their experienced caregivers provide 1 to 24-hour assistance with activities that allow safe and independent aging in place. Sometimes the help is temporary, such as a post-hospital stay or during an illness where safety is a concern. For more information, please contact Maggie Conderla Alexander at 979-229-4610.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 829. We continue with folks visiting us this morning. Brandon Jones is here this morning. Brandon, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good, Scott. How are you?
Good. He's one of the folks who you may not know. He's behind the scenes at TexAgs. He's not on the radio very often, but anyhow, you are the executive producer of SEC Ready, which is the story of us starting to do things differently in athletics.
Yeah, it's basically the story about A&M moving to the SEC, and it's a wonderful story that kind of helps lay out all the forces that were involved in that, how we were received, and kind of setting the stage for the future of kind of how we're going to play out in the SEC.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about the format, and Lindsey Crouch is here. Lindsey, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. You're the one who directed this.
Yes.
Now, tell me what your background was before you started being the director of SEC Ready.
Well, I went to college at the University of Miami, and then had a short stint here for 2 years at 12th Man Productions over at A&M. And then I got a job at USC being their assistant director of video production.
Hey!
Yeah, in their athletic department. And then got a call from Brandon and said they had an opening and they wanted to do this project. And I was open arms to this, so that was cool.
And it costs less to live in College Station than it does in California,
just,
right?
Just exactly. A little bit. Yeah. Just a little bit. What was funny was Lindsey is the second person we hired from L.A. in about 4 months.
Uh-huh.
And so I was on the cost of living adjustment,
yeah.
website a couple of times. I'm like, it's very expensive to live in L.A.
Oh, yeah. I'm paying the same for a four-bedroom house now that I was for a two-bedroom apartment.
I used to think about that from a football coach standpoint. An assistant football coach at Texas A&M does a whole lot better than an assistant football coach at USC.
Exactly.
Definitely. The money does go farther. But now tell us a little bit, first of all, how long does the program run?
It's 92 minutes.
Okay.
An hour and a half.
So, and visually, what do we have in this package?
Oh, wow. Visually, it's really cool looking.
Okay, well, here's what I mean is I know that we have, probably some football footage
exactly.
or whatever, but
politics.
But it's the other things that
yes.
that maybe it's, what is the look behind the scenes that they get in this?
It's about two-thirds of the movie is mostly politician and political drama. You didn't really know the inside stories behind the meetings and everything that was going on at that time, and we kind of flesh it out, and some of the guys we interviewed were really candid with their interviews, so they tell you kind of all the things that were going on. And then we start in 2010 with that, and then go into 2011, that terrible season, and then go all the way up to 2012 with the great 2012 season. So
yeah.
Covers about a four-year period.
Well, and again, Brandon, to speak to that, they kind of thought we were going to be the weak sisters in here. Mm-hmm. It was going to take a while for us to grow up and be a part of this SEC,
yeah.
but that really was not the case.
No, I think that, obviously that's the final chapter in this whole thing. And there's a really fun scene as we get, right after we get into the SEC and we go to our first media days, kind of how the media treated us at that event. And of course, we were there as TexAgs covering it as media, so we had footage of all this stuff. And Lindsey does a beautiful job of just kind of showing the types of questions that our players were being asked and Sumlin was being asked. It's just kind of hilarious now to think back on how we ultimately ended up doing and are doing in the conference. And so it's some really fun scenes that help us kind of walk back through some of those moments.
Sure. Well, and again, it can't make anybody any more proud than to really go beyond any expectations that these people had of A&M. It was going to take you 7 or 8
sure.
years to grow up and be
mm-hmm.
a part of this, and instead you come in and pretty much do some smash mouth, which makes it fun as you look back.
But even, let's take success on the football field aside. Lofton has a really beautiful line. It's at the tail end of a chapter as we kind of close out. We've decided to move to the SEC. We make the announcement, and he has a great little line in there that says, "This move was about us becoming visible." And if you think about football success aside, we've become amazingly visible, both regionally and nationally. Far more than we ever were in the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is going to set you up for success moving forward for decades to come.
Well, and I think also you talk about A&M being an academic institution that became the cream of this crop when they
the day they walked in.
There's to be able to bring the athletic side into it too kind of completes the entire picture. All right, so we want people to see this. If they want to see it, what do they do?
Sure. You can buy tickets at the MSC box office there on campus. First of all, students get in free. So they just go to the MSC box office, show their student ID, and then get a ticket. Okay. So there's that. You can if you're buying them online, we suggest that you buy them in advance because we have no idea what's going to happen in the next few days kind of running up to this event and walk-ups and stuff. Just go to techsags.com/tickets, and we forward you straight into the MSC box office website where you can order your tickets.
Okay, and the showing will be?
It's at 8 o'clock Friday. So that's 8 o'clock tomorrow.
At Rudder.
At Rudder.
Auditorium.
Yeah. And you also have it for sale, right, if they want to buy their own copy?
Yeah. So the primary distribution of this movie is going to be on a DVD and Blu-ray bundle.
Okay.
And you'll also get a streamable version of the movie that's streamed off of our website if you buy that bundle. But you can just go to techsags.com/SEC ready, the title of the film, and get all the information. There's a link right there that sends you to pre-order it. The DVDs won't be shipping until the end of October, but the streamable version will be available on Monday.
Okay.
So if you want to see this movie as early as Monday, you can go buy that bundle and away you go.
Okay. It's neat. It really is. I'm glad you were able to capture this, and you know, it'll be good forever. We'll put this in the time capsule, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've already started digging a big hole, and we're gonna just drop it in there.
Okay.
Somebody will uncover it. And
okay. Very good, Brandon. Thanks for the time.
Yeah,
Leslie, thanks for being here this morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It took 5 long years, but now AT&T has to pay the piper. I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up.
Start your own business? They say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss. But not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. They can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online. With their Get Online Today toolkit, you get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. Just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. Starting your dream business or putting your business online isn't crazy. Passing on GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit for only $1 a month, that's a little crazy. They've helped millions of small business owners, and they can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, web hosting and 24/7 live customer support totally free. GoDaddy.com/Kim. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
For 5 long years, AT&T blatantly charged its customers hundreds of millions of dollars for wireless services that they didn't buy and they didn't want. These weren't just billing oversights. They were done in tandem with third-party con artists, celebrity gossip, daily astrology readings, flirting tips, phony service fees, calling plans, and something called premium text, whatever that was. The fees ranged from $3.99 to $9.99 per month. When customers called AT&T to complain, they got lip service. And the charges continued month after month because AT&T got a piece of the action. And they're not the only ones. Most of the other wireless companies were involved, too, at some point. But now AT&T has agreed to a fine of $105 million. 80% of it goes directly back to customers. As the Department of Justice said, you just don't charge your customers for things they didn't authorize. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N.
WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A new owner could be coming soon to the short-lived Gundler Foods manufacturing plant in North Bryan.
As of this week, I've heard there were like 3 or 4 different businesses vying to buy that facility. I know there's a couple of local companies that are wanting to expand into the facility, so that would be a good thing.
Mayor Jason Byinski says Gundler was the catalyst that brought more manufacturing to the Texas Triangle Park.
First domino in that Texas Triangle Park that brought us Axis Pipe and Tube, and that's 750,000 square feet under 15 acres. of improvements there. That's going to be probably $200-300 million on the tax roll. So it's going to be an amazing event. We've got several other companies that are considering Texas Triangle Park.
Bayinski says Gundler's exit meant a financial loss to the city of $30,000, but not lost property tax revenue to the city or county. What will the city of College Station look like in the next 5 to 20 years? 23 residents who are registered voters will get the opportunity to help shape the city's future as a member of a committee that will make recommendations for the next bond package.
We want to do something that's going to have a lasting value to the city and help it in its growth.
City Secretary Sherry Mashburn says applications are now being accepted from those interested in serving on a bond committee.
Well, they'll be working very closely with city staff. Dependent on the area that they're on, whatever subcommittee, like in the Parks Department, they'll probably be working with a lot of the Parks people. Same thing with transportation. They'll probably be working with Public Works, the traffic engineer, those kinds of individuals that have their expertise that they can add, so they can add some value and some education to this committee.
Links to an informational blog and applications are online at WTAW.com. More changes have been announced for those leaving Kyle Field Saturday night. The executive director of Texas A&M Transportation Services, Peter Lang, says to keep traffic moving southbound on Welburn, some motorists won't be able to make a right turn to Holloman.
There's two ways to get back to Holloman and back into that area. So Kane Road, which is south of 2818, and Rock Prairie, south of Kane, can get you back to Holloman, and then you'd head back north and cross over 2018 to head back into that apartment area.
Motorists leaving the West Campus Garage will have more green light time turning from Kimbrough to Welburn. Lang also says there will be more time to use most campus shuttle buses to and from the stadium.
For the past 10 years, we've been running 3 hours pregame and 1 hour postgame. We're going to run the majority of them 4 hours pregame and an hour and a half postgame. The exception to that is the shuttle that goes out to the Bush Library. This season we started running at 6 hours pregame and 2.5 hours postgame, and that's not changing. We're going to keep that.
And shuttles between the mall and the stadium will run 30 minutes longer, starting 3.5 hours before kickoff and lasting 1.5 hours after the game ends. Motorists in College Station have two more traffic advisories. One involves College Station firefighters positioned at various locations around town today through Saturday. They're conducting their annual Fill the Boot fundraiser for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And watch out for construction workers today in the area of Rock Prairie Road at the bridge project over the freeway. TxDOT reports lanes will be shifted to allow the contractor to complete the next portion of the project, and restriping will take place on frontage roads. Expect delays between 8:30 and 4:30. You just heard Kim Komando talk about it, but if your cell phone service is with AT&T, you may be eligible for some money. That's after the carrier entered an agreement with multiple states, including Texas and several federal agencies. The settlement involves the practice of cell phone cramming, where AT&T placed unauthorized third-party charges on customer accounts. More information can be found online at WTAW.com. Texas Rangers are investigating the death of a woman who was shot Tuesday with a stun gun inside the Waco courthouse. The Waco Tribune Herald reports 37-year-old Aretha Lilly was shot by deputies after she became unruly during a court appearance on a shoplifting charge. Lilly was jailed earlier in the day after testing positive for illegal drugs. The capital murder trial of a Montgomery County man who was 13 when he set fire to a then 8-year-old boy has been moved from Conroe to Galveston. The judge granted a change of venue motion sought by defense lawyers representing Don Wilburn Collins. The victim, Robert Middleton, survived the fire in 1998 but died in 2011 of skin cancer that authorities blamed on the burn injuries. Collins' trial is set to start January 5th. Also from Montgomery County District Court, a tentative trial date for Adrian Peterson has been set for December 1st. But before that will come, a motion to consider changing judges. That's after District Attorney Brett Ligon pointed out Judge Kelly Case called attorneys in the case media whores. During yesterday's hearing, Ligon asked for and received an apology from the judge.
Yes, of course, I apologize.
The response from Peterson's attorney, Rusty Harden.
Been chomping at the bit to defend himself publicly.
Peterson remains on paid leave from the Minnesota Vikings while facing the charge of felony child abuse after using a tree branch called a switch in disciplining his 4-year-old son. WTAW News Time is 8:43. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news at noon today or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, your new home is just a local call away. Buying a home is the single most important investment we ever make. Although the process can seem intimidating, we're dedicated to providing a rewarding and positive experience. We're committed to helping you secure the home loan that best fits your needs, and no one works harder to find a way to say yes. We welcome the opportunity to earn your business. Call us today at 260-2100 or visit us online at banktbt.com. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
When it comes to football, it's all about teamwork. Run by a team in Navasota and let our team work for you. Hustle in to get $5,000 off MSRP on 2014 Ford Explorers.
Nice price.
Score big with 2014 F-150s with $10,000 off MSRP.
Nice price.
Tackle huge savings with $8,500 off Ford Super Duties.
Nice price.
Win big this football season with a new vehicle from Team in Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
8:46, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Good morning. We're off to a cloudy start, but cloudiness should erode and partial sun will develop. Temperatures will make their way up to 90 this afternoon. We're going to be partly cloudy overnight with a low of 70 to 75. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun, maybe a stray thunderstorm late in the day, a high of 90. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows will be 70 to 75. Mixture of clouds and sun Saturday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, 8:47, time to go back to work. Kevin gets a nice break now, doesn't he? It's like he's a disc jockey again.
What, playing Stairway to Heaven and Inagata De Vita back to back?
Yeah, exactly, just wandering around. Did you go eat some food?
I had some beef jerky.
Oh, you didn't have any of the...
Etouffee? No, not yet. I was saving that for my post-show.
Well, I kind of hate that she said anything about it on the air because I was going to make it dinner tonight.
That's just really uncool of you, Scott.
I was going to call the house and say, we're having shrimp etouffee tonight.
Hey, baby, I got dinner I'll take care of.
That's right, it's done. Yeah,
you didn't have to worry about sharing with me.
No. You're not one of those?
Not a shrimp fan.
Yeah. I'm all over that like cheap on Kmart.
You're full of them today. How do the people from Kmart feel about that?
We don't have one. I don't care. Okay.
Which brings up that other famous phrase, which makes you wonder how the Shinola people feel about that.
Not the same.
Okay. A group of judges in New York listened to arguments last week about whether or not Tommy the pet chimpanzee should be recognized as a person under the law. Not making this up. An organization called the Non-Human Rights Project is appealing a 2013 decision that denied the captive ape a writ of habeas corpus in New York. According to their website, the Non-Human Rights Project is working toward actual legal rights for members of a species other than our own. Their board of directors includes Jane Goodall. Discovery.com says back in December, they filed a writ of habeas corpus
which was intended to protect people from unlawful detention on Tommy the Chimp's behalf. They say Tommy was being held against his will in solitary confinement. They want him released into a sanctuary that closely mimics a natural environment. New York State Supreme Court rejected the case back in December, but a group argued yesterday in front of the New York State Supreme Court Appellate Division in Albany that chimpanzees fit the legal definition of a person. Okay. Yeah. See how that works out. Okay. Let me go back here and see if I can find... I remember I said the Convention and Visitors Bureau needs to get this convention here, okay?
Yes.
So let me see if I can... All right. All right, let me play a couple of commercials, and I'll come back up to the website of this organization. This is money in the bank as far as I'm concerned.
Celebrity Spa and Salon invites you to Think Pink this month in honor of breast cancer awareness. And get ready for Friday, October 17th from 4 to 8 p.m. It's Celebrity Salonathon 2014 benefiting the Pink Alliance. Receive services all for a minimum donation, and 100% of the proceeds go to the Pink Alliance of the Brazos Valley. Check out celebrityspa.net or find the complete services listing on Celebrity's Facebook page. Then call 690-6200 to book your appointment. Think Pink, Salon Marathon 2014 on October 17th from 4 to 8 p.m.
Hunting season is around the corner, and the place for supplies is Sioux Falls Prater. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater and get 5% off on all gun safes in stock. Check out their Yeti coolers and their line of attachments for your ATV, like gun racks, winches, toolboxes, halogen lights, and more. Need equipment for that last-minute cleanup at the lease? Sioux Falls Prater has steel products like chainsaws and trimmers. And for those really big jobs, they're your John Deere dealer for tractors, shredders, and food plotters. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity that you can afford on Highway 21 West.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay. Oh. Here's the convention that we need to get here. Apparently there is a group who believes that Bigfoot is an alien. Bigfoot is an alien. Are you with me?
Clearly a Wookiee.
I can't find the original. Oh, there it is. Wait, I think I found the original story. A conference that will suggest that. A UFO conference suggests that Bigfoot could be an alien. Organizers of the upcoming Pennsylvania UFO conference say topics up for discussion at the event will include the possibility that Bigfoot is an alien. It's the Mutual UFO Network.
Yeah, MUFON.
They're having their convention. Huh?
MUFON.
Now, why can't we get that here? Would that be awesome to have those people here? I mean, if we could have AggieCon, we could have that, right? According to Fred Saluga, who is the West Virginia State Director and Pittsburgh Regional Director for MUFA, whatever you call it.
MUFON.
Yeah, them too. He says that he will lead a discussion with Brian Seach, who is the Director for the Center of the Unexplained. Wow. Think about all the things you could ask him about. Why don't all cars start when the light turns green? Why don't they all start moving? See, that's unexplained. We could ask Tim Lomax that. During the conference, which is scheduled to begin November the 8th at Westmoreland Community College. Now, look here. Westmoreland Community College in Pennsylvania's got this thing. We could rip that away from them. Don't you think it'd be a great idea to have a bunch of ufologists here?
I think it would be fun just for the interview opportunities
we could
throw together.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We could do a remote from over there. Yeah.
or not.
All right. Restaurant in England has created the world's most expensive hamburger. It's called the Glam Burger. It's at a place called Honky Tonk in Chelsea. Cost $1,800. Sandwich comes with over a half pound of Kobe beef mixed with New Zealand venison and seasoned with smoked Himalayan salt. Surrounded by a bun which is covered in gold leaf.
Oh, that's just silly.
I agree. You'll find a liquid packet of black truffle brie nestled inside the meat patty.
Oh, my gosh.
A mango and champagne au jus that's drizzled atop. And then the entire thing is garnished with a grated white truffle. Calorie count, 2,600 calories.
I will tell you, the Himalayan salt is good. I've had that, and it's not like regular salt, and I can't describe it. It's good, though.
How'd you do that?
I bought some.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, on the Bigfoot thing?
Yeah.
I don't think it would go real well, because I could just see it. Somebody showing up on Northgate in a Bigfoot costume and you got concealed carry around here, this wouldn't go well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It could end badly.
There are enough Aggie hunters. Hey!
Yeah. Got him.
Just strap him to the truck. Let's go.
Where were you when you bought this stuff, this salt, this Himalayan salt?
You know, I don't remember. I think it was in a mall, and I don't know if you've seen them, but they have like olive oil shops.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, one of those places.
Wow. And it couldn't have been cheap.
It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Oh, okay. But it's salt.
Right.
Have you used it up?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's pink.
Okay. Well, so's yak's milk, but, you know. That's just...
And now for something completely different.
Yes, exactly right. Okay, here it is. I got the Broadway Cares is continuing its ornament series with Liza Minnelli's Christmas ornament. There we go. She's dressed in a sexy red sequined outfit. The lights of New York are behind her, and she'll be the star of your holiday season. The 6-inch glass ornament is available right now at BroadwayCaresStores.net if you want to do that, because we talked about that earlier. Jay Leno coming back, maybe.
There's a shocker.
Probably one of the biggest car nuts and collectors in U.S. America before he retired. He did a CNBC special called Jay's Garage last Labor Day. As far as garages go, Jay's collection reported to have 100 cars and over 90 vehicles. Other vehicles. 1906 Stanley Steamer. And I've seen him drive that around. They've had a video of that. And he also has a brand new McLaren supercar. And, of course, there's nothing to compare with the largest collector, which would be the Sultan of Brunei, whose collection of between 3,000 and 6,000 cars includes a $14 million custom Rolls Royce loaded with 24-karat gold. But all that, besides the point, Variety reports, Jay reportedly in the process of doing another car show for CNBC in prime time. No word on a start date or the number of episodes that they're going to do. Remember Heat of the Night? That, of course, is a movie. Then they made a TV show out of it.
With Donald O'Connor.
No.
Carol O'Connor.
Yep, and Howard Rollins. Apparently, they're going to come up in a new one. See what happens. It says MGM TV will be producing that. So we'll see. Trick or treaters, here you go. What are your favorite chocolate Halloween stuff?
Twix.
Number one is Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Number two is M&M's. Number three is Snickers. Number four is Hershey's chocolate bars. Number five is Kit Kat. Number six is Twix. Those are your favorites. Hershey's cookies and cream? What is that?
It's a white chocolate with crispy chocolate cookie crumbles.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty delicious.
It's a bar?
Yeah. It's similar to like the Crackle.
I think it even comes in the nugget size, which is my favorite.
Ooh, there you go. All right. 3 minutes still.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's a couple of minutes till. Brazos Valley weather is going to be pretty nice. Look for a high temperature today, about 92 or so. Low temperature tonight, probably around 68. You do need to be aware that we're going to have a 50% chance of rain on Saturday is what they're telling us. So we'll see if that happens or not. And we're going to have a wind shift around to the north. Robert Downey Jr. Hi. I'll turn your microphones on.
Thank you.
Robert Downey Jr. on the Ellen show 2 days ago said there would be a fourth Iron Man. He's going to have to back up now because they haven't signed yet. Oh, you know what the problem is? See, the thing is he wants more money. Well, he said yes on the show, and apparently his agent or attorney or somebody went, wait a minute, whoa, we haven't come to terms yet. He said, oh, I thought you had signed the deal where I'm making $50 million to do this. $50 million. Okay? He says, no, they haven't done that deal yet. Robert Downey Jr. does confirm that they're going to do a Sherlock Holmes 3. Did you guys, either of you guys see 2?
Yes.
No.
I saw the original, and I liked it.
I did too.
Good.
I enjoyed it. Two was okay.
But somehow I wasn't, wasn't driven to think that I needed to go see two. Well, he's going to do three. Would you let that sink in? $50 million to do a movie. Is that insane or what?
It's not like they're not going to make it.
Well, I know they will. That's the thing. They will. They'll make that much money.
And production's typically, what, 2.5 months, 3 months?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow, man.
Okay. All right, on this date in history, 1888, the Washington Monument officially opened to the general public. 1917, Clarence Sanders patented the first self-service grocery store. He called it, you know?
Nope.
Ask you twice. Piggly Wiggly. You didn't know that. And in 1946, first electric blanket sold in Petersburg, Virginia. It's getting on to be cold. Can you imagine this thing cost $39.50 back in 1946? That's a lot of money back then for an electric blanket. So there you are. All right, we're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.